Thank you and good morning. There are hundreds of new laws that will go into effect come the new year, and we'll take a look at some of those as we ring out 2016. A new car seat law means that children who ride in cars must do so in car seats that face backwards until they are 2 years old, increasing both the age of the child and the weight from 20 pounds to 40 pounds, as CHP officer Cy May explains.
The car seat laws change as of the first of the year. Children have to be at least 2 years old before they can turn around and be forward facing. The weight factor is still there. It's 2 years or 40 pounds, whichever comes first. And rear facing is ultimately the safest for the children.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and other supporters of the law say that rear-facing seats better support an infant's neck and spine. Governor Brown signed the bill into law in 2015. Another law that comes to life on January 1st will allow local businesses and organizations to have EpiPens on the premises in the case of anaphylactic shock. Currently, only individuals and schools can legally keep EpiPens, auto-injectors that contain epinephrine, a drug that is used in case of severe reactions from food allergies. And if you're a Californian who is planning on signing up to be a driver for Uber or Lyft or other ride-sharing companies, you will have to undergo more extensive background checks before you can be hired. Currently, the law only requires a check on the driver's last 7 years. The new law will require companies to look at a driver's entire history, and they will be prohibited from hiring someone if that person has a criminal conviction for domestic violence or assault or other violent crimes, and if they have been convicted of DUI. Sheriff's deputies in Arcata Fire responded to a report of an explosion at an apartment complex in the 1800 block of Ocean Drive in McKinleyville yesterday afternoon. The cause of the explosion is a suspected hash lab, and the sheriff's office obtained a search warrant to conduct an investigation and gather evidence. It was reported that at least one person was injured and that a gray Dodge pickup truck was wanted in connection with that explosion. Coast Seafood wants to expand its shellfish and aquaculture presence on the bay, and the company will present the results of its final environmental impact report for that expansion to the Harbor District Board of Commissioners in January. Coast Seafood wants to expand its shellfish operations from its current 290 acres to more than 900 acres, and the Harbor Commission is just the first step in getting approval. Coast Seafood will also need approval from the Coastal Commission, Fish and Wildlife, and the National Marine Fisheries Service. Officials with Pacific Gas and Electric want to alert residents that inspection crews checking out transmission lines will need to access private property to do their jobs properly. Over the next 5 weeks, and depending on terrain, personnel may use off-road vehicles following a 5-mile and 30-mile route between Eureka and Bridgeville, and that may lead to private property. At the end of January, the inspectors will inspect transmission lines that run through Rio Del, Scotia, and Fortuna. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we count down the days to the new year, we take a look back at the very busy and at times very sad year of news in Humboldt County and remember some of the stories that garnered the headlines. We begin in January. It came in with storms as heavy rain, high surf, and high winds played havoc with driving conditions over the first week of the year. In early January, Mendocino County detectives opened an investigation into the murder of Dennis Boardman, a man with Humboldt County ties who was found dead inside his residence. That murder remains unsolved. 24-year-old Cindy Simpson was the first traffic fatality of the year after she lost control of her vehicle on Highway 96. Simpson was not wearing a seatbelt and was thrown from the car as it rolled over. Jason Anthony Warren was sentenced to life in prison without parole in January for the murder of Dorothy Ulrich at her Hoopa home. Warren then ran down and killed Susan Seaman on Old Arcata Road. The first hash lab explosion of the year happened in January, and two men were sent to the hospital with severe burns after an explosion at their D Street residence. 71-year-old Hugh Duggins was the first reported homicide of the year after his body was found lying alongside Alder Point Road, far from his residence. It was the first of 22 homicides the county would see this year. The city of Eureka took the first steps in addressing chronic homelessness when it declared a shelter emergency. It was in January that Sierra Pacific announced the closing of the Arcata Mill, and local crab fishermen and elected officials asked for a declaration of an emergency due to delay.